This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia on Monday for talks with a key ally. The visit is following a week of crisis that saw the United States pull back from the brink of a military strike on Iran. The top diplomat met Monday with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Pompeo addressed reporters before leaving for the trip, which will also take him to the United Arab Emirates.
We'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition. A coalition not only throughout the Gulf states, but in Asia and in Europe that understands this challenge as it is prepared to push back against the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
The United States is set to introduce new sanctions against Iran Monday, seeking to put additional pressure on the country's economy in order to extract changes in behavior from its government. Turkey's opposition won decisively in the controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election, the election marking a significant defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Provisional results indicate Ekrem İmamoğlu defeated Erdogan's hand-picked candidate by more than 700,000 votes. Speaking to a large crowd of enthusiastic supporters Sunday night, İmamoğlu said his win was a boost for democracy.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in this city.
Observers say that resentment has been growing over Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian style of leadership after a failed coup attempt in 2016. A Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia has killed one civilian and wounded seven others. That's according to the Saudi-led military coalition on Sunday. This is VOA News. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital, Bahir Dar, says VOA's Horn of Africa service tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Asamnu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Mikbaru Kabede, has passed away from his injuries. Gunmen broke into a meeting in Bahir Dar on Saturday, killing regional president Umbachu Mekonnen and one of his senior advisors. State media named General Asamnu as the leader of the coup attempt. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. President Donald Trump said Sunday he wants to give opposition Democratic lawmakers another chance before launching nationwide raids to deport undocumented migrants. Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday, but abruptly called them off on Saturday. Meanwhile, Mexico's immigration centers are becoming increasingly squalid and overcrowded as authorities step up the detention of migrants headed for the U.S. Reuters' Lisa Bernhard has more.
Reuters correspondent Delphine Schrank is near the Siglo XXI Detention Center in southern Mexico.
Conditions for migrants apprehended by Mexican migration officials have been consistently terrible, according to at least half a dozen detainees who spoke with Reuters. This since about April, when people seem to have been rounded up, pulled out of taxis, off buses, or in the streets anywhere here in Chiapas, southern Mexico, which is the state where most migrants cross into Mexico from Guatemala.
Their accounts were supported by two lawyers representing 26 other inmates, as well as the Migration Ombudsman at Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, and reports from two migrant rights groups.
That was Reuters' Lisa Bernhard reporting. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Hong Kong authorities to consult broadly before passing or amending an extradition bill or any other legislation as protests in the autonomous territory continue. Michelle Bachelet made this statement speaking at the opening of a three-week session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Hong Kong protesters blocked access to a Hong Kong government office building for about 2 hours on Monday. They plan another demonstration Wednesday to raise awareness among leaders attending the G20 summit this week in Japan. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.